Illinois has been shortchanging schools for several years. Instead of funding them at the full amount required by law, they've been cutting. It's at 89% this year. That's because mandatory spending on things like health care and pensions has been choking out other priorities. State Senator Sue Resin, a Republican from Morris, says that so-called proration has put a huge strain on many schools, like Streeter Elementary School in her district.
They actually, because of the proration from the state, have to go to the local bank to borrow the $1 million to keep the doors open.
Democrats say they see the Republican proposal as an attempt to undercut their own efforts to overhaul school funding. Democrats would change not just the amount of state money for schools, but how it's divvied up, with more impoverished districts getting more government help. I'm Hannah Meisel.